He is our favorite voice of the Jayhawks. That's my mom always said that I'm her favorite son, but Brian, I'm her only son. And and Brian is our favorite voice of the Jayhawks. Of course, he's the only play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks, at least that we know very well. Brian is back with us. It's sponsored by our good friends at Anderson Insurance Agency, Matt and Michelle. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by, see Matt and Michelle, 118 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-5701. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on, Wade. How was your summer?
Very, very good. It was even better when you came out and visited us. We had a good time, and even though you got a little bit lost in Glen Elder, we were able to find you, and then you went over to Italy shortly after that. Tell us about the Italy experience. I bet that was a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, Glen Elder without GPS is somewhat a similar challenge to navigating downtown Rome late at night with all the twisting, turning roads. But it was a great time. And the Italy trip, what made it so special was the fact that Kansas just really did it first class the entire way. And they go through a group called Basketball Travelers who organizes all of the activities away from the basketball, in addition to lining up the opponents, too. But these kids had a chance to see the Sistine Chapel. They had a chance to go to Lake Como, one of the most beautiful places in the world. That's where George Clooney has a house. I'm pretty sure your wife, reading the celebrity gossip, knew all about that. She probably also knew that John Legend was buried there on Lake Como. But we saw that. We saw the Last Supper in a private showing that they really had to pull some strings to get them a chance to see. Normally, you'd be on a wait list for 3 months to get in to see it. We had a private showing. And I say all of that to say, within the NCAA rules and what they'll allow you to do, Kansas really goes above and beyond to make sure their kids get just an unbelievable experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And as cliche as that sounds, Wade, if you or I went by ourselves, we couldn't do the stuff in the same fashion that they got to do it. That's what made it so cool. They went to the Coliseum, moved right to the front of the line, had this amazing tour guide, and that was where I saw Bill Self truly a little bit wowed. It's not often you see him with his mouth hanging open in awe of anything because he's been so many places and accomplished so many things, but I think for Coach Self and for our players who, they talk all the time about playing for the highest of stakes and under the brightest of lights on the biggest of stages in college sports. But these competitors in that arena were playing for their lives. And I think that was a healthy dose of perspective that, yeah, maybe high-pressure moments for us, but nothing like what these gladiators endured all those years ago. So I think the guys really enjoyed it. And I sense that they were genuinely very attentive. They all had their phones out, taking pictures, Snapchatting to their friends back home, and I think they realized what a special chance this was. And you don't always get that on some of these foreign tours. Sometimes the guys are bored visiting another ancient church. But in this case, when you see like the Duomo in Milan, it took 500 years to build. I think our guys genuinely were, just completely wowed and impressed and looked up every moment they could get.
Well, it sounds like a terrific experience, not only for the team, but for you and the broadcasting crew as well. And let's talk about what happened on the court over there. And I know the competition wasn't the greatest quality, but at the same time, there was a chance. To me, these trips are more about cohesiveness, and it's about team chemistry, getting these guys to get to know each other a little bit more. I think that's very important. Let's start with the freshmen. Certainly Marcus Garrett had a couple of nice games. Billy Preston played. What was your observations about the freshmen that got to play over in Italy?
For me, I think it was more the practices that I saw of Garrett over a larger sample size, because I thought he really stood out on some days in the pre-trip 10 days of practice. And certainly saw some flashes in the games, too, don't get me wrong, but there's a guy that I think a lot of Kansas fans that follow recruiting a little bit, but not getting knee-deep into it, would have thought, okay, well, he'll be a nice complimentary player. Maybe eventually, he'll start for us. But he's not a five-star Mickey D's guy, so let's not get too excited. I don't know. I think that, this is a guy that was the Gatorade Texas Player of the Year and has come in and not looked the least bit overwhelmed or like the stage is too big, competing against Devontae Graham and Malik Newman and guys like that. I think he'll play a bigger role this year than what many would forecast right now. And I think by next season, when Devontae is gone and Malik may be gone and all that, we're going to look at Marcus Garrett as one of the most valuable guys that they've recruited here in the last couple of years, because he'll still be here, and I think he's going to be a terrific player. Billy Preston, I think, has a ways to go. I think the other assumption that a lot of casual recruiting fans and followers make that one five-star guy is similar to another five-star guy, and if they're both ranked that high, we should put them in the same category. I wouldn't put Billy Preston in the Josh Jackson category, and I don't think I'd put him close right now, and that's no disrespect to Billy Preston. Josh was just a truly special guy that from day one stepped in and could take over a game no matter who the opponent, no matter how big the moment. And I think Billy has tremendous athleticism. He's got a lot of tools that Bill Self is going to cultivate and smooth out some of those rough edges. And by February, he's going to look like a completely different guy. But, you know, for those that want to lump him in with Jackson or Wiggins and all that just because it's five stars, I don't think that's fair. And let's keep in mind, as little stock as we put in the actual number next to their name, you know, Jackson and Wiggins were number one, number two type overall guys. This is a guy who was in the teens and 20s in his rankings. And so he's got a little bit of whiz to go there. But I think, you know, obviously the skill set and the athleticism is terrific. It's just going to take some seasoning. And, you know, we saw some flashes of that clearly. But of the two freshmen, I think you saw promise for both, and yet neither is a Jackson and Bede Wiggins type. It won't be this season. They don't have to be, though. That's the beauty of it. You've got a junior and senior late team with juniors, you know, like the Gerald Vick type, who I think had the best summer of anybody. And so that'll allow these freshmen to come along a little bit slower. There's one thing that accelerates Billy's role and need for a role is the fact that we're so thin in the post now. And so hopefully, you know, we will see him grow up a lot over the course of the year. But, boy, I love these guards. There's not a better guard quartet in America than what we have here at JU.
Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, with us, brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Michelle, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701. You referred to where I was going next, and that is the bigs. Azubuike was at one point we thought you guys weren't going to play any more basketball games in Italy. He was going to tear down every single basketball goal there. He looked good, but then again, you know, the competition and pretty much everything he scored were on dunks. What about his development and then the other bigs that got an opportunity to play in Italy? Because as you said, there's not a lot of depth there, and that is a concern for this team.
Yeah, it is. And I think that you know, Mitch has taken a step forward, but has still several steps to go before he'll be the type of guy they think he can be. I think Mitch is sneaky athletic, more so than you realize, just looking at him, who kid that kind of has a baby-faced, you know, smaller frame that he's built upon. I think he's put on 12 or 15 good pounds since last season, but he still looks young and sometimes acts young on the floor, you know, when you're adjusting to D1 ball. But I think we are seeing a maturation and a growth with him that will allow Bill Self to lean on him more in key moments. And I think that there's a competitive streak to him. He's not going to shy away from guarding a bigger guy or, you know, a more physical presence down there. And I like that. And for anybody that thinks that he's just an extra piece, that maybe he turns into something by the time he's a senior, that might be selling him short too. I think that this is a guy who was rated number 67 for a reason, and again, we don't put too much stock in those ranking numbers, but his athleticism is better than what we've had a chance to see because we just haven't seen a big enough sample size. He's a hard worker, and I know Bill Self genuinely believes by the time he's an upperclassman, he's going to be a real difference maker. And so, you know, that accelerated growth chart is clearly something that needs to happen now given the situation, because if you start Doak and Billy, which we saw at times, you got one big coming off the bench. That's Mitch. So guess what, Mitch? You're going to play a lot. In the case of Doak, you know, clearly he's a guy that has a super high ceiling and will have a chance to be not just a first-round pick eventually, but maybe a lottery pick. I don't think that's after this season. I think that would be in a couple of years. But his measurables and what I think Bill Self could do in coaching him up with the right amount of seasoning is going to put him in a pretty special class. In fact, Coach Self said a year ago that there's no big man he's coached that had as high of a ceiling as Joel Embiid, so don't even put anybody in that category. But he thinks in terms of true bigs, Doak, based on how young he is, how raw he is, and yet how gifted physically he is, he might have the second highest ceiling. Now, I think it really hurt him to not play half a year ago and miss the first couple of months of the off season. But he's worked hard since then. It's just going to be a little bit of a hot and cold. Some nights he stays out of foul trouble and he rips the rim down and gets you 10 or 12 boards. Other nights, you know, I worry that foul trouble might be an issue because he's still relatively raw and he's got to learn to play without fouling. And that's something they're working with him on every day, I'm sure. But you clearly like what you have there. And we already talked about Billy Preston. I think the word that I would put overarching on all three of them is just great potential. But what do you have that's proven in that bunch? Nothing yet. Mm-hmm. And yet, if there's any coach in America that you have confidence can get those guys from potential to proven productibility, it's the guy that's going in the Hall of Fame here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Malik Newman, you know, he was tremendous in that last game over in Italy. He was on fire. You know, the go-to guy last year when Kansas needed the bucket at the end of the game, it usually went to Frank Mason. Josh Jackson was an option. Devontae Graham, I think a lot of KU fans are going to say, okay, he's going to be our go-to guy when we need a big shot. But some of those fans might not be aware of how good Malik Newman is. Certainly, we talk about the freshmen and the newcomers of this team, but Malik Newman, he practiced with the team last year. He pushed the starters, from what I've been told. He's an outstanding athlete, highly touted recruit when he came out of high school. What does he bring to this team this year?
Well, he brings a mature veteran scorer that will have sophomore written next to his name. But, I mean, this is a guy that's now in his third year removed from high school who, you know, I fully expect to be an all-conference type player that could leave after one season at Kansas. And he had a full year, you know, to get adjusted to the system, develop rapport with his teammates, build his game and his frame and his confidence and everything. And now I think he's ready to go out there and make his mark. And I think there'll be plenty of games where he outshines Devontae because he's got the hot hand, like you saw in that game four over there in Italy. And so I think that Malik's a guy that could average between 16 and 18 a contest. And we talked about that back in June when I was out there hanging out with you guys. Bill Self has really, really high hopes for him. And he's somewhat hesitant to heap too much praise on a newcomer. And yet this is a guy that, you know, when you get a chance to get a guy 2 years removed now in his third season out of high school playing for the first time for you, this is not like the Kentucky system of taking the best five-star 18-year-old kid who barely has any hair on his upper lip. You know, this is a guy who's a grown man now. And I personally love this system that Bill Self is putting together. And you just saw it be very successful for Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State for a while, where you get a transfer and you get all that time to coach him up and develop him, and then they make their debut as a much more well-seasoned, mature player. And one that, quite frankly, has more to prove and more of a chip on their shoulder because the clock is ticking a little bit on them. I think for all those reasons, I love it that we've got four transfers right now that are waiting to play at KU, one of which will become eligible at semester in Sam Cunliffe. The other three will have to wait until next season. But think about how much they're going to grow and develop. And when you look at how Malik developed as a player by guarding Frank Mason every day in practice last year, you can't help but make it great. So I think, you know, for Kansas fans, without hyping too much here in August when ball is still 60 days away, I have every expectation that Malik and Devontae will be the best 1-2 guard punch you're going to see all year, and that Malik will have a chance to, you know, be a 20-plus scorer on numerous nights for Kansas this season because he's that type of dynamic talent that can get his shot off the bounce. He can spot up from three. An explosive athlete that, as you alluded to, was ranked as high as number 2 overall coming out of high school. Top 10 in about every consensus ranking you see, but number 2 according to Scout. So there's a lot to like there. But more than anything, what you like is the fact that he's had a chance to grow on his game a little bit. It's not just about what the Scout and 24/7 Sports and Rivals guys are saying about some high school in an AAU gym. It's about a guy that's now had 800 days removed from high school graduation to grow up and grow into his body and now wants to show out. That's exactly what we're going to see from Newman.
Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, with us every Thursday during the sports season for KU Athletics, brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by, see Matt and Michelle, 118 North Mill and Beloit, or give them a call, 738-5701. Let's turn our attention to the football team, and we'll certainly talk more football next week as we get ready for the season opener for David Beatty and his Jayhawks. And the question a lot of people are asking, I talk to their KU fans, and instead of talking basketball, if we do talk football, is who's going to be the quarterback? Where are the things stand right now with the quarterback situation between Carter Stanley and Peyton Bender?
Well, you know, Coach Beatty is a guy that learned from Mark Mangino and several others that it doesn't behoove him to show his cards too early in a round. And in this case, I think he knows who his guy's going to be. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to let us know until they trot out there on September the 2nd. And I think the team probably is starting to get an idea of who it's going to be. But I will say this. it's not like it's been a slam dunk case at all. I've been to plenty of practices, and we're not just talking about OVC practice, but I've been plenty of practices where I've been convinced one day that, hey, Carter might have the inside track, and another day, like, oh, no, ceiling on Peyton and his arm and his quick release is just too high. You know, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would still give an edge to Peyton. But I'll tell you what, man, Carter has handled this offseason and this competition as well as you could possibly handle it for a guy that won over everybody in the last month of last season. But then, you know, they recruited over him, as any program will always do, because you want to keep stockpiling talent at the all-important positions. And I think there were a lot of folks that instantly anointed Peyton Bender as the guy. And Carter just used that to fuel his fire and his motivation. And so I think it's been a really, really close race. But, gosh, I'd be surprised if they didn't know who it was at this point to be this close. I mean, we're 9 days out at this point. And so I think, you know, next week you're in game mode, you know. So I think that he's probably made up his mind, he and his staff. Doug Meacham now, the new offensive coordinator from TCU. But as to who that would be, you know, it may be a surprise. It may be number nine that trots out there here in 9 days. But personally, I think number seven is the guy that can make a few throws that not anybody else on the roster can make, and he makes them look effortless. I'm talking about Peyton Bender. And for that reason, I think there's higher upside. But as you well know, any coach, whether it's David Beatty, whether it's Charlie Weiss, whether it's Mark Mangino, Turner Gill, or all the like, the quarterback that gets the start will be the guy that takes care of the ball and doesn't make the big mistake. It gives you a chance to win, but more than anything, doesn't give it away. And I think that for practices I haven't seen in the last 10 days, who's ever done a better job of that is probably in front right now. My guess would be Peyton, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised, because Carter has been terrific in the way he's handled this whole thing.
Well, I agree with you. I'm sure Coach Beatty and staff knows who they want to go with. If they didn't by now, then you really have a problem, because it means nobody's really separated themselves, and you have, as you've heard before, when you have two quarterbacks or a quarterback controversy, it means you don't have one good or great quarterback. So I'm sure they have it figured out, and we'll find out, if, as you said, before the season opener next weekend. We'll talk more about the KU football team and their season opener next Thursday with Brian. Time for an off-the-wall question. Are you ready, Brian?
Let's do it.
All right, buddy. You might have heard of this thing called the total solar eclipse that took place earlier this week. Did you hear about that?
Were people talking about that? I don't know. I didn't see anything on my Twitter or Facebook feed.
Not at all, right? Yeah, exactly.
And hey, I'm on the gram now, by the way.
Did you graduate to the gram?
We had a big conversation about this, and, yes. And finally I thought, you know what? I can't be that old fuddy-duddy who doesn't know how to program his VCR. I got to get on this thing, even if I don't use it a ton. So, yes, on the gram, on Snapchat, on Facebook, on everything, it was all about the eclipse on Monday, and it was a huge disappointment in Lawrence because we had so much cloud cover you couldn't see a thing. But back to your question.
Okay, so what I want to know is, have you ever driven a Mitsubishi Eclipse? It's called
no,
off the wall, Chad. That Chad's sitting here shaking his head. I'm like, that's why it's called off the wall, Chad.
I've had plenty of Eclipse gum, but I've never driven a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Did any of your friends drive a Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Not that I recall, but I'm not a big car guy.
No?
I don't know makes and models like some would.
What do you drive? What do you drive? What do you own?
I'd rather date some models than no makes and models.
I like that. That's a good line, man. You should copyright that. What type of car do you drive?
I drive a Cadillac CTS. But it's a 2005, so I mean, it's like Fort Worth Bowl era,
okay.
And that's like Jason Swanson time, which was great in its day, but it's looking pretty rough now. You know, 180,000 miles deep, so about for a new one. But I'll have to check out the Mitsubishi Eclipse and see if it's worth my time.
Were you on a scale of 1 to 10? Were you excited with 10 being the highest? Were you excited about the eclipse? Didn't care? Indifferent? Where were you on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know, I'll say this, like. I love it that all these football coaches, you know, want to make sure we know how busy they are and how much they don't care. But I almost feel like guys like Nick Saban, and I know South Carolina's coach did the same thing, you know, they just really overplay, like, who cares? I can watch it on TV. I'm not paying attention to this, blah, blah, blah. You know, and yet I love the coaches that embrace the fact that, hey, this hasn't happened in 30-some years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's you know, take a 10-minute break from practice. Get the guys some glasses and let them have a little bit of fun. Because you got to do something to break up the monotony of two-a-days and grinding for, you know, all the weeks of preseason. It seems like it gets longer and longer every year. So for me personally, I did anticipate it. I was disappointed we couldn't see anything because of the clouds, and so were the 50 or so KU athletics employees who gathered outside Allen Fieldhouse only to walk back in and say, geez, is that really what it was all about? But for these coaches like Nick Saban that are just acting like it's the stupidest thing ever to ask about, come on, man. I know you're under the biggest pressure of any coach in America, but have a little bit of fun for the kids' sake, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, and remember, Brian, this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity until you can see it 7 years from now. So go ahead and make your plans.
I know.
Make your plans.
But my point, these student-athletes, every single one of them, wasn't alive the last time.
Sure,
happened.
Sure.
So you know what? Give them a 5 or 10 minute break. Take a peek at it.
Yeah.
And the poor reporter that asked the question, you know, did you plan your practice schedule around this? And he got looked at like he was born yesterday and crawled out from under a rock. I think it's a decent question. If you're practicing in the middle of the day and all of a sudden it gets pitch black, that might affect the practice plan a little bit. So I guess I always tend to try and give the media the benefit of the doubt because I've been on the other end of that bad question before. But I thought it was fun. It was disappointing in the end, but need to have something that makes everybody stop for just a second, pull their head out of whatever they're doing, and get together for the sake of something unique. Kind of like listening to this program every day right here on our favorite station in Glen Elder.
I love it. Hey, it's good to have you back, buddy. We'll talk to you again next Thursday, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Wade. Hope you had a great summer. We'll talk to you real soon.
Take care. That's Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, with us every Thursday, brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. You can contact Matt or Michelle, 118 North Millen Boulevard, or give them a call, 738-5701. Brian will be with us every Thursday during the football and basketball season to talk KU athletics. And we couldn't do it without Matt and Michelle over at Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit. So if you're a Jayhawk fan or you like that segment with the voice of the Hawks, Brian Haney, every Thursday, stop in their office in Beloit and tell them thanks.